Hey, Tigers, your tummy rumbling? Well, I am making dinner. In fact, I think it'll be one of your favorites. Yes. I'm gonna strogan you off. Beef stroganoff. It's one of my favorite meals. It's just so packed full of meat, just how I like to be, delectable and so creamy. Well, I like a nice thick heavy cream. I mean, don't you? Yeah, it really can go both ways. I like it both when I'm tasting it in my mouth, and I love knowing it's gonna go deep inside of me. To my stomach, the beef. Absolutely delicious. But yeah, no, if you want to help me, it would absolutely make this easier. It's just a quick 30 minutes. So yeah, we've got some nice high quality beef over there, you know? It's just the right perfect shape. Look at, I love how it fits in my hand, you know? Nice little cylinder. I can barely get my fingers around it. Oh, come on now. You know I have a small hand. I'm only 5 foot. Everything looks bigger in these hands, darling. We have to make sure that we have the right proportions of the other sauces. And again, I love a nice thick creamy sauce. I can't stress that enough. So yeah, I got some top sirloin. I love top. Yeah. I like being on top of my sirloin. I also have no problem with my sirloin being on top of my lips. But we also could use some boneless ribeye. We'll have to defrost it though. It's so warm in here now. It might defrost really quickly. Oh, don't worry. Beef tenderloin is one of my favorites too. It just tastes so good in the mouth whenever you're sitting there enjoying it, swirling it around your lips and having it slide across your tongue. What? Yeah, no, it's delicious. And filet mignon is nice too. It's definitely top quality. But, you know, anyways, let's get to making this sauce, right? We're gonna need some of that nice beef stock. Love the taste of beef stock. No? Heavy whipping cream, because again, I love cream. Love mixing in some sour cream with it. And did you know beef stroganoff has some mustard in it? No, not that kind of mustard. It is man-made, though. Mustard doesn't grow wildly in that creamy form, does it? I don't know. I thought it didn't. Okay, yeah, what's that? Well, no, we can absolutely have some nice mashed potatoes with it. Who doesn't love some beef and potatoes? It's gonna be a very starchy dinner. Gonna have to have something sweet to go with it. You thinking apple pie? No, let's, okay, you got the skillet going. There we go. Now put that nice big hunk of beef in there. We're gonna brown it up before we get our delicious sauce in there cooking. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be completely browned up, but that's how I like to do it. No, that's not how you like to do it. Oh, listen to that pot as it's sizzling. I love the smell of meat. It just does something to me. It gets me going. I'm not even gonna lie. Take a deep breath in. Doesn't it smell great? There's something so romantic about cooking together. At least I think there is. That's right, darling. That's absolutely right. Okay, now remember salt and pepper. You want to make sure it's nice and spicy. Do you like spices? Salt and pepper aren't spices, but they're a good base, if you ask me. There you go. Yeah, now we want to add the beef broth. Or beef stock. Don't worry, I like it when it's organic. Straight from the source. Makes me want to go break out those holy knee pads and what? Play ice hockey, of course. That's what you use knee pads for indoors. Ice hockey. No, I'm not making any kind of innuendo. What? Why would a girl need knee pads indoors if not to get down on her? All right, add the whipping cream. There you go. Load it in just right. Soft and slow and stir it in there. You want to make sure that it's, there you go, nice and smooth. All right, add the sour cream. Again, same thing. Make sure it gets nice and smooth. Add just a little bit of that mustard over there. Perfect. That's going to get that tangy flavor that just makes your whole mouth feel like it's alive. It balances everything. And mushrooms. I love a nice mushroom head on, you know, those portobellos. They're delicious. Don't they look so cute? Always makes me want to just lick the top of them. Oh, and that onion, diced up nice and well. Don't worry. If it makes you cry, I can wipe away the tears for you, baby. With my hand, of course, with my hand. Oh, that's what a good partner would do, you silly chicken. There you go. Now just keep, there you go. Stir it in together. And we have some nice cube pasta to go with it. I was thinking bow tie because it's one of my favorites. But, you know, linguine's good too. I love the taste of linguine when it's going over my lips and I'm sucking it all in. No? Well, come on now. You have to have a nice action with your tongue and your lips to be able to get it in without getting too messy. But, you know, if it's not on, if it didn't get on your face, did it even happen? With beef stroganoff sauce, that is, of course. Oh, we almost forgot. Worcestershire sauce. Can't leave that out. Oh, that gives it that nice, I don't even know what that smell is, but God, it just smells so, so manly. I don't know, like all manly dishes have Worcestershire sauce in it. It tastes so good. That's not how you say it? Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should be doing less talking then. It's all stirred up. Oh, listen to the sound of that pasta. I love the way pasta sounds when it's thick and creamy in a pot. It reminds me of, well, other things that are nice, thick and creamy whenever they're getting stirred around. Cereal. Yeah, cereal. That's what we're talking about, darling. Absolutely. You're so cute. Oh, no, don't worry. I got the Parmesan. I have a confession to make. I always want more Parmesan, but I'm embarrassed. You know the song? Isn't it a silly song? It's so cute. No, with all things, consent is important, babes. Just can you do me a favor and tell me when to stop? With the Parmesan. Yeah? Oh, yeah? Almost there? Yeah, you want to go a little bit more? Yeah, a little bit more, darling. Don't worry, I'll give you all the Parmesan that you want. Just, yeah, a little bit more? Uh-huh. Don't worry, darling. I want to make sure that you get there. Just enough of the Parmesan. There we go. There we go. No? No, we're just talking about cheese, baby. You know, Parmesan, grated cheese. I like to give it to you fresh. Oh, your plate is looking kind of messy there. Don't worry. If there's any extra, I have no problem cleaning it up myself. And going for seconds. Oh, darling, no, don't worry. I'm down for thirds or fourths. Yeah, I sure did cook a lot, didn't I? I don't know. I think before tonight ends, I want to ensure that there's going to be no leftovers. What? Oh, no, honey, don't worry. Next time we can make the pasta ourselves. Penny pasta's delicious. Well, really, any pasta that I make. Egg noodles, they're great. Penne is just, it's cute. It holds the sauce in there, you know. little thick tube. Nice, and you bite down, that sauce comes out. Love having my mouth filled with delicious pasta sauce. Hey guys! Welcome back to my OnlyPans. Every Tuesday, I'm taking one of my favorite recipes to make and totally describing only making that food. That's what we're doing, right? We're only talking about pasta sauce. Okay, so I have good news. I have an official launch date. You guys can thank Cambian for Patreon. It is Wednesday, tomorrow, 100%. I had to resubmit my ID and a whole bunch of other stuff to Patreon because, I don't know. They just required it. They don't always require people to do it, but I'm just that lucky person that gets to do it. So if you guys want the dirtier versions of everything that I create, they will be on Patreon. And you can also get the ad-free experience of anything that is on here if you like something that's a little, if you just don't want ads, but you don't want it to go much further than what I post on YouTube. It makes total sense. Anyways, guys, this has been a lot of fun. I do promise that Rise of Renzor is coming back. I'm just making content that doesn't require me to have to think a lot about plot lines right now because my friend, they thought he was going to come out of the hospital yesterday and they were going to give him a pill, but they'd rather give him the IV for his medication, which means he's going to be in for a little bit longer. It's a lot of back and forth. Thank you guys for all of the support. And this has been a lot of fun. Like, we're growing at an insane rate. We just hit 3,000, and now we're actually close to 3,500. These are not real numbers. I swear half of these have to be bots. Comment below if you're a bot. I swear it has to be bots. It has to be bots. That's the only thing that makes sense, Zena. Anyways, I'm having a lot of fun with you guys. If you're on Discord, we've been playing a lot of 7 Days to Die, though I'm not opposed to other games. Legitimately not. And I don't know, having a lot of fun. I have to go buy another pasta press because I literally just broke mine, but she was old. Anyways, I'm probably headed to Walmart now to go get pasta press because now I actually legitimately want to make egg noodles and make beef stroganoff again. Talk to you guys later. Bye.